Fred Film Radio is joining the Sydney Film Festival Australia.
This is Cristiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio from the virtual edition of the 2020 Sydney Film Festival, and I'm here in conversation with Barbara Ott, director and screenwriter of Kids Run. Good morning, Barbara.
Hello, good morning. Nice to hear you.
Very nice to talk to you, and thank you for your time. Barbara, Kids Run tells the story of Andy, who is a young guy with three kids, who struggles a lot for money and tries to get back with his girlfriend. And there are many other characters involved in the in this story. And it's very poignant and poetic. Tell us more about Andy and what surrounds him.
Yeah, hello. So for me, Andy is one of these guys who probably have never heard that he's all right the way he is, you know? He never had the experience that he can achieve anything, that someone was proud on him. So all he has is himself and his children. And for me, he's a father who is a tough and aggressive young guy, but who's also full of love and protective instinct for his children, and who fights for his custody like a lion does. And I think, you know, I tell you a secret, I actually gave the father the heart of a mother and made a movie about it. That's it. So yeah,
That makes sense. And so, Barbara, how did you come up with this story, and why did you want to write this script? What was the motivation that really triggered you to tell this story?
Well, I think there are some aspects. So one pretty clear aspect is I watched a documentary about an American amateur boxing championship, and there was a guy, he had no money, he was always in trouble. But he was so charismatic, and he reminded me of some boys I used to know when I was younger. He was like a young cowboy. And another one wanted to win this championship and hoped that his love will come back. So these two guys, they kind of inspired me, and I just wanted to tell more about the story and more about them. But I think my biggest inspiration was my experience as a kid. I had a friend. He was a Sinti and Roma, and his mom was a single parent. These are like two facts that made you a minority where I grew up. And we were only 4 or 5 or 6 years old when I already found that people looked at him with a lot of prejudices in their faces. And I realized that my friend would never have the same chances in life as I had. So I think this former friend is my main character, and he's my inspiration, and somehow I'm still trying to fight for his rights, and I'm still trying to protect him somehow, you know. For me it's like deep in my heart I made this movie for guys like him.
Yeah, so it's based on the experience that you have had when you were a kid, so it's something that inspired you.
Yes. And another aspect, I was born and grew up in the countryside. You know, there's a lot of whiteness and lakes and fields, but it's also an area where people aren't rich, and the most of the people are low-income shift workers in glass or porcelain industry, and people there, they just inspire me, yeah. So the poorness and...
Oh, all right. Barbara, the actor who plays Andy, Yannis Nihoner, is really superb in portraying this young guy dealing with insecure employment. He has a moody attitude. Is not supported by any welfare or any help from the government, But he lives on the society's margins, so he's one of those very difficult situations, like single parent with kids. And the kids, Nikki, who is played by Elinde Ernst, and Ronnie, played by Giuseppe Bonavissuto, are very, very incredible with their unconditional love for their father. So I'm curious about the casting. How did you go about with the casting?
Yeah, thank you very much. First, we had a very long casting process. In the first moment, I wasn't sure if I want to work with a real actor like Yannis's, or if I want to work with people from the street. So we had a huge casting and did a lot of, I saw a lot of young guys. And in the very first moment, I thought that Yannis is maybe too young to play this role. But when I saw him and when he started to, when we did the casting, it was just clear that he is Andy. So he's like, my casting director, Simone Baird, says he has an old soul, so he knows things. You know, I ask her, how can Yannis play stuff like this? He has no kids, he's not poor, so how can he know the stuff? How can he feel and like Andy does? I saw it, that he feels it. And Simone Baird told me that he has an old soul, that's why he knows it. And the children, it was a pretty long casting process as well. I met a lot of children, and but Giuseppe, the boy, he was one of the very first kids I met, and it was pretty clear that he's so full of energy, and he's great. He's just a great kid, and I had like recastings all the time, and I always took him with me to do the casting with the girls. And I just, if you want to ask how I worked, so I, with the children especially, so I wrote the script in children language, you know,
right?
The scenes, I wrote it a little bit how they feel. And when the father is like he, or when the father treats him like he did, or the mother, and I think that helped the children, yeah. And we played a lot. We did a lot of martial arts and stuff like this for the stunt scenes.
So you managed to entertain them.
Yeah. They're children. They just want to play.
Oh, they were really just incredible.
Yeah, I think the script never forces them to do things they don't know. So, and that's one of the secrets. And I think I just let them go. That's another one. Yeah.
And there is another aspect of the field that really impressed me. That's the locations. The location where you shot the film. And I think those gloomy, grey, rundown locations play a pivotal role in complementing the sequence of dark and sad events. But then there are sparks of like joy and happiness in a few scenes. For instance, when the kids play together with Andy. So there are like a mix of gloomy scenes and happy moments that work well in the film. So how did you strike this balance between the gloomy, grey, and the joy and happy?
How did I balance it?
Yeah, because it's very well intertwined. I mean, sometimes the film come across as very sad and gloomy and dark, and then all of a sudden, you get these scenes full of joy and happiness with Andy playing with the kids. It's a very interesting balance that you managed to strike.
Well, I wanted to create a picture, of course, of a cold world, but I also wanted to show the love and the abundant love between the father and his kids. And so in the first moment I thought, what I think is mostly where there's poverty or a large proportion of migration, the places lack the quality of life, the livable and warmth. So there are no offers for youth or young parents, or they do not reach them, and they have to travel long distances and pass industry and noisy, dangerous streets. So this was the reason why I was looking for a place like this. And many people have no other chance than to live in areas like this. And I think for me it's like a consequence of our capitalist urban planning and our fear and selfishness. So I was looking for a place where I could find it, and I had the luck that we could shoot a little bit in Belgium, and there I found I was looking for a certain setting, like a transit area. Located anywhere in Europe, so I didn't want to settle it in Germany, and so it was not assignable to any certain district or country, and I wanted to have the combination between industrial area and demolished industry and nature, and we found it in Belgium, a lot in Belgium and a little bit around Cologne.
Actually in Belgium and as well?
Yes, right. Yes, some days in Belgium.
Yeah, I was wondering where were those locations.
In Lüttich, it's called Lüttich, where the Den brothers are shooting the movies. And but you asked about the cozy and warm atmosphere between Yanis and the children, did you?
Yeah. It's I was really impressed by those scenes.
Yeah, so I think these scenes, so the deeper thought about that scenes is maybe, personally, I like the hard, tough guys with a hard shell and the soft core, and I passionately remove layer by layer to look into their souls. Mm-hmm. So, as a child already, I was fascinated by these lonely guys, and I like it to tell their stories, and for me Andy is one of these guys. So he has a very hard shell, but actually he's pretty soft and sensitive in his heart and in his soul, and that's the reason why I wanted to show it, and why he's very lovable actually to his children. He's a lovely father. He's just the perfect father for his children, you know. That's my that's what I think.
Yes, this is actually what the message that you get watching the film, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Barbara, I have one last question for you. Kids Run has been included in the Sydney Film Festival section in Europe, Voices of Women in Film, which includes 10 films by European women directors and is a program supported by European Film Promotion. And you and other women directors behind this Europe Voices Women in Film create a very important part of Sydney Film Festival, because this section is definitely one of the highlights of the festival. And there were a couple of events yesterday, virtual events, of course, about gender stereotypes and gender equity in the film industry. So I wonder if you want to elaborate a bit on your experience in terms of gender parity in an industry still struggling to champion female filmmakers and to achieve gender equality. What's your perspective? What's your experience in Germany?
Okay, so My experience in Germany, I support a pro-quota film. It's like a political movement. It advocates for equality in the awarding of contracts and funding. And I think pro-quota film was the main reason why broadcasters and producers come aware of the fact that there are female directors and filmmakers as well in this industry. But I think that we have still a very long way to go. So I just show you, I can show you two or three numbers, some facts. So we had, 2019, we had 50% female filmmakers at film universities.
Yeah.
But only 10% of the nationwide film funding went to projects by women directors.
Yeah.
And
this is pretty much across the board in many countries.
Yeah. And I often hear we want to work with a woman when people ask me reading that script, but it still feels like a special status, you know?
Yeah.
Status. And of course, I would hope that at some point it will level off and you will, of course, be looking for all genders at the same time and will give the same budget. And same salary. And personally, if I think about Kids Run and my female view on it, and so, it's like I'm a woman, but I also like the perspective of a man. I like the perspective of a man in typical women's situations. So,
Kids Run, yeah, of course.
Yes, I just threw the father in situations that he has to handle the children, the household, the job, everything by his own. And for me, it was pretty interesting that it's still a typical women thing, you know, handle the children, household, job. So I also believe that there are some men, of course, who do the same, but... yeah, it's very interesting that we are still talking about that.
Well, Barbara, thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure having a chat with you about your film Kids Run. And good luck for any project you might have in your pipeline.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you.
I've been talking to Barbara Ott, director and screenwriter of Kids Run, presented at the virtual edition of the 2020 Sydney Film Festival. And I'm Christiana Palmieri for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.